Ketchikan's Borough Recreation Center is usually a place for people to work on their physical fitness. But as part of the effort to slow the spread of the coronavirus, it's been closed to the public since mid-March. More recently, though, it's started to serve a different kind of health need, giving Ketchikan's homeless population a safe place to ride out the coronavirus pandemic.
This is the most awesome thing that you could imagine up here. Perfect, beautiful cots to lay on, army blankets, all the staff, even the girls that are packing guns are nice.
That's Paul Goebel. He says he spent many nights at First City Homeless Services Overnight Warming Center in a downtown Ketchikan church basement. He says people usually get along, but it can be cramped.
Yeah. You know, sometimes you're playing footsies with somebody and it's an accident and stuff like that.
At the much larger rec center, Goebel says he has some room to spread out. Some 30 cots, appropriately spaced, of course, now occupy the basketball court. But Goebel says the biggest benefit is that unlike the downtown shelter, the emergency shelter at the rec center is now open 24 hours a day.
It's comforting to not have to worry about packing your bags up every morning and finding a place to stash them and stuff like that.
But to keep the rec center running around the clock, the staff had to expand considerably. That's been good news for new hire Randy Reese. Ordinarily, he'd be working at one of Ketchikan's many restaurants. But with dine-in service restricted and many restaurants closed for the foreseeable future, Reese says he jumped at the opportunity.
It's definitely been nice. You know, before this, it was just like weeks of just sitting at home.
And Reese says he's getting a lot more than just a paycheck out of his new job supervising the shelter's participants.
It's also really nice, like, very purposeful work, you know, and like helping the community and stuff, like taking it really seriously, but we're also having a good time, you know, like trying to keep everybody really mellow and low energy. And
First City Homeless Services' Danita Odell says moving the shelter to the rec center hasn't been easy.
It's definitely a learning curve for all of us. Nothing on this scale has ever been tried in Ketchikan.
One new challenge is making sure everyone at the rec center is healthy. She says staff use a non-contact thermometer to monitor for fevers. If anyone's temperature is too high, they're put in isolation in one of the rec center's racquetball courts. And that plan has already been put to use. One participant showed a normal temperature when he first entered the shelter.
But then later on, when we did another random going around doing temperature scans, he scanned a little high. So we were able to contact public health and the EOC and get the ball rolling. So he was tested the next morning for COVID-19.
As of Friday, she says that test is still pending and that participant remains isolated in the racquetball court. Odell says a nurse is monitoring his conditions and he'll stay in isolation until he's cleared by health officials. But he and dozens of others without a home now have a place to stay until at least March 15th. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.